I'm Dorian Jones in Turkey, where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won the presidential runoff vote, giving him a third term in power. His victory comes despite an ailing economy and criticism of the handling of devastating earthquakes. But Erdogan will have little time to rest, with the threat of a financial crisis and a tricky balancing act between Russia and Turkey's traditional Western allies. On the streets of Istanbul, some welcome Recep Tayyip Erdogan's presidential runoff victory over challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Istanbul resident Mehmet, who wanted to be identified only by his first name.
It is the normal result, a good result. This was what we hoped for. The first round had already determined the result. By the second round, we knew the outcome beforehand. It's going to be good for our country.
But with Turkey facing soaring inflation and a weakening currency, for others the result is fueling fear of what is next, says Istanbul resident Aşkın, who only wanted to be identified by his first name.
The problems are so big, whether it's the economy or other things. Let me tell you, this is not something that will be fixed in just 2 days. It will not be solved easily. Part of the problem is the people themselves. They only think about their own interests.
This election was touted as Erdogan's toughest, with Turkey grappling with 40% plus inflation and widespread condemnation over the handling of February's earthquakes. But the quake-struck region gave Erdogan some of his strongest support, with backers celebrating his victory deep into the night. A remarkable result, analysts say, given challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu's more generous campaign promises over rehousing quake victims. Can Selçuk'i is the head of Istanbul's economic research, an opinion poll company.
Mr. Erdogan said that they would rebuild and sell the houses. Mr. Kılıçdaroğlu said they would rebuild and give them away for free. And looking at the results, people believed Erdogan more than Kılıçdaroğlu, so I would say it's a widespread notion.
On news of his victory, Erdogan sang to his supporters, vowing he would be with them until the grave. Some observers say that given Erdogan has never been more powerful, he could already be planning to abolish presidential term limits as part of constitutional reform plans. Hüseyin Bağca is the head of the Foreign Policy Institute, an Ankara-based research organization.
Secure and stronger, certainly, for another 5 years. Even I do expect that he will try to extend his presidential period like Putin, like Xi Jinping, maybe forever. He has the parliamentary majority. I do think that he will do this constitutional change that he can apply for another term.
But Erdogan faces formidable challenges, with the Turkish leader's vow to continue his unorthodox economic policies, which are widely blamed for soaring inflation and a weakening currency. Atilla Yeşilada of Global Source Partners warns financial turmoil could be looming.
I think there is now a consensus among secularists or respectable economists that Turkey is heading very rapidly to a currency crisis, or more formally speaking, balance of payments crisis. I personally think Turkey cannot survive this winter without major, substantive and credible economic policy change.
To avert such a crisis, Erdogan is predicted to turn to Mehmet Şimşek to lead his financial team. Şimşek is a former minister who once worked for the international finance company Merrill Lynch. But analysts warn it remains to be seen whether Şimşek will have the independence to return to economic orthodoxy, an anathema to Erdogan. But any hopes that Erdogan is ready to perform another political somersault in foreign policy is less likely, warns analyst Bağca. Instead, he says, Erdogan will continue to balance his relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkey's traditional Western allies.
Yeah, they are good friends, it's true, and Turkish-Russian relations for the next 5 years will continue to be stronger, I would say. In his presidential speech, he was talking about this. Putin is definitely very happy that he has his friend as president again for another 5 years. So it will be much easier to work with him than Tayyip Erdogan's work together with European Union and United States of America.
Putin was among the first to congratulate Erdogan on his latest victory, praising what he called his independent foreign policy. That policy will likely be put to the test on whether Erdogan will bow to Washington and other NATO members and lift Turkey's veto of Sweden's bid to join the military alliance when NATO leaders meet next month. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul, Turkey.